Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. I'm proclaiming the word this morning from the Genesis reading, the last four verses. Chapter 1, verse 31 to chapter 2, verse 3. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. Let us pray. Gracious God, as we rest in your presence today, renew us and strengthen us through the ministry of your holy word. Amen. Some years ago, I had a businessman in my congregation. He was a man about my age at the time, a very energetic man. He was highly motivated, and he was always at work on some new venture or project. We were discussing life one day in the car on the way to a district synod. And he said to me, "I am on 24/7. I said, "What?" I didn't understand. He said, "24/7. I just never stop. That's what you have to do if you want to get ahead. You have to keep going. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week." I said, "Really?" "Oh yes," he said. "I'm always switched on, even in my sleep. I never stop thinking about how I'm going to get things done and how I'm going to solve this or that problem so that things can move ahead and go where they should." I thought about this for a while. It quite disturbed me. And I said after a little while, "Are you busy on Tuesday evening?" And he said, "No, what have you got in mind?" I said, "I would like to come and visit you and plan your funeral." We both laughed, but I think the point was made. 24/7? Not even God does that. After 6 days of creating his world, and imagine the immense work of that, with all of its creatures and its plants, on the seventh day, God rested. He had completed his work on the sixth day, and he looked at it with great joy, and he saw that it was good, very good. And on the seventh day, he rested to celebrate this amazing work of creation that he had accomplished, and he sat back and enjoyed it. God knows how to rest. We human beings, on the other hand, seem to have some trouble with this. We tend to be restless. I see this all the time. I see it in others and I see it in myself. I was speaking to a man recently who owns and runs his own business, and he was talking about how he felt that he was just trapped on this treadmill every day, every day, every day, all the time. But he told me, "If I want to survive in this business, I just have to keep going." But it's not just our work lives that keep us restless and busy. We can be totally focused on doing all the time at home too. Always trying to get things done, trying to get things to turn out the way we want them. In our house, in our garden perhaps, in our family. People say things like, "Well, if I don't do it, nobody will." There is no rest for the wicked. God helps those who help themselves. And yes, we do need to work. That's part of our created intention from God too. We need to work some of the time. We do have commitments and tasks and vocations that God's given us to fulfill, but not 24/7. He did not create us to be restless beings. He created us, as we read in verse 26 of this reading from Genesis, in His own image. He created us to work, to have dominion over the world, to look after it, but He also created us to rest, just as He rests. However, we know that after God's creation, things went badly wrong. Two chapters later, Adam and Eve start getting busy going to work on their own future ventures. They see fit to take things into their own hands and become independent of God, indeed like God themselves. And human beings have been restless and troubled and unable to stop ever since that time. 24/7. Our sin-broken souls lead us to think that it all depends on us, that life is all about what we do. Even our spiritual lives are all about what we do. We have to keep working, we think, because if we stop, then life will stop. Our work then becomes not only constant and unyielding, but ever more unfocused on ourselves, us ourselves, and our own wants. And our work, our busyness, often becomes unproductive in this process. We're not doing things that ultimately matter to anyone. We're doing things for the sake of the doing. That happens very easily in our lives. Now, work is necessary, but we need to be very careful here that it does not become our God. That is an idolatry which the world has turned into a virtue. Have you ever heard somebody say, "Oh, isn't she amazing? She never rests." Well, that's not a virtue. That's a terrible mistake. We are created in God's image. He calls us to work, but He invites us into His rest. Do you remember the beautiful passage? We didn't read it this morning. It's from the latter part of the creation story in Genesis chapter 2, where God places the man and the woman in the garden, where they are surrounded by creation's beauty as they live in God's presence. That was the place that God created for them, and He invites them not only to work in the garden and till it, but to enjoy it and to enjoy God's completed work, just as God Himself enjoyed it on that seventh day, which He set apart and made special for that very purpose. And as we know, God later gives this as a commandment to Israel at Mount Sinai, telling them to keep the Sabbath day by resting from all their work. God regards resting as a holy activity, an activity that brings people in tune with Him and with His will. Resting is necessary and indispensable. We are made in the image of God, a God who not only works but rests. This was the case in creation. It was also the case for God's people Israel in their life with God, in the covenant God made with them. And it's also God's will for us today as His people in Christ. Rest is not just a physical thing. Our minds need rest too. Our spirits need to rest. We need rest from trying to make things happen all the time, from trying to think things through, from trying to get things right, from being self-sufficient and self-motivated. We need a rest from being committed and dedicated and reliable and consistent and all those other wonderful qualities that we know are important. Even from our work in the church, which is so important, we need to rest. In fact, I would suggest to you that as Christians, resting is perhaps the most important thing that we do. Why do I say that? Because of our God who rested on the seventh day and who sent his beloved Son into this restless world, who says to us, "Come to me, all you who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." God the Father sent his beloved Son to complete a greater work even than creation. Christ the Son came to do the work that we could never do, no matter how hard or long we worked on it. He lived a perfect life of obedience to his Father, a life of serving others instead of serving himself, a life which ended with the greatest work of all. He died that we might be saved from our self-justifying, self-saving, self-exhausting work. We could not save ourselves. We could not complete that work ourselves. God, our loving Creator, knew that, and he knew that he had to do it for us. There remains then a true Sabbath rest for God's people, says the author of Hebrews in chapter 4. He's talking there about the rest that comes not from doing 24/7, but the rest that comes from simply trusting in Christ's life-changing work for us. This is what our Sunday worship, our Sabbath rest day, is all about. And this is why we're all here right now. We come here to rest in Christ, who has completed his work of salvation. Just as God looked at his finished creation on that seventh day with satisfaction in Genesis 1 and 2, so Christ, as he completed his great work for us on the cross, said, "It's finished." Or perhaps more accurately, "It is completed." Yes, it is completed. Your salvation is a completed work, delivered to you as a gift with love through your baptism, through the word, and through the crucified and resurrected body and blood given and shed for you and offered here for you to eat and drink in the Lord's Supper. The work we could not do has been done for us by grace, and we receive it through faith. "Come to me," Jesus says. "My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Learn from me to find rest for your souls." No one can give us rest like this. Rest not only from the physical demands of our jobs and our families and everything else, but rest for our souls. Rest from the fear and anxiety. Rest from the spiritual struggles and all of the other mental health struggles we go through. Rest from our fears of the future, wondering how we're going to work it out. No, we rest in the one who truly can give us rest. God has given us work to do, that's true. In Ephesians 2 verse 10, Paul reminds us, we have been saved in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Yes, we have been saved for good works, not by good works. This is why God, who created and redeemed us, calls us to rest and to enjoy his completed work, both in this life and in the eternal rest that he's prepared for each one of us. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus. Amen.